It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. In 1966, Bob came to Bemidji State from the University of North Dakota. His first captain was a man by the name of Terry Burns. Burns was the only captain that year. As it turns out, Burns was an all-time great at BSU.
Well, Terry Burns is the most beautiful skater I ever... collegiate hockey player as such, a skater, most beautiful skater college hockey I ever seen or ever coached. Graceful and yet powerful. And he just, people couldn't catch him. He would just take off down the right wing and Brian Grand would lay a pass right on his stick at full speed. Both of them at full speed. And the defending team, their defensemen were just beside themselves. They couldn't control that. But Terry was married when he came to school. Actually, they had a child. He had played, it's a rather strange story because, see, first of all, he'd played Tier Division One hockey. And that was about the time when Division One hockey was declared, those players were declared ineligible at Division One level in college hockey. Well, he went to play for Omaha Knights it was kind of confusing because it was like senior hockey. But yet they were able to get compensation. And the question came up, was he eligible? And here's the answer. Could a player playing for the Omaha Knights at that time play in the Olympics? And the answer was yes. Therefore, he was eligible to play college hockey. Okay? Now, I didn't make that decision. That was made by the athletic directors in the conference we were in. So he came in a little bit older. He had experience. I had known about him when I was coaching at the University of North Dakota because of his prowess as a player. However, because of the rules, I was unable to recruit him. So when I came to Bemidji and found out that he had enrolled in the spring quarter, that was a treat.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.